November the 18th, 2016, Christmas budgeting. Blessing your children and spouse with gifts is one of the greatest joys of Christmas. But what about everybody else? Between friends, coworkers, extended family, where do you draw the line? You don't want to leave anyone out, but you also don't want to stretch your Christmas budget to the limit. It's a dangerous trap ahead, and your credit cards could end up being the victims of impulse buying and a lack of planning. So before you hit the packed malls and the web for online stores this year, set some gift buying boundaries. Figure out how much do you have to spend and then prioritize accordingly. And absolutely refuse to go into debt for anyone, no matter how cute they would look in that Rudolph sweater. So for your extended family, now this is a tough one for me with a huge extended family. Now, you thought you budgeted for every cousin, grandparent, niece, and nephew, but then Aunt Betty shows up with her new boyfriend and his two teenage sons in tow. So you swing by the store, grab some overpriced plastic junk, and though you can't really afford it, and they probably don't want it anyhow. So as for extended family changes and as it grows, it can get exhausting to buy gifts and then wrap them for 50-plus people, especially when surprise guests show up. So why not change the Christmas rules? My favorite Christmas memory was the one where gifts were absolutely not the focus. Instead, we hosted an extended family sleigh ride. You can think of any other fun group activity. And then we had a big pot of chili and garlic bread. It was our gift to the family. Another option is to talk to your family about limiting the individual gifts to just the smaller kids and playing a fun game of pass along Santa with the older kids and adults. Just bring an extra gift for any unexpected visitors. This keeps the focus on family time rather than a carload of unwanted candles and picture frames. Now for casual friends, of course you're going to bless your closest friends with something special, but what about your Facebook friends, your secret sisters, your workout buddy, or the next door neighbors? Where do they all fit in? You can't gift everybody, and that's nothing to feel guilty about. If your conversations consist of online likes or chatting about the weather, there's no need to buy them a gift. If you want, just include them in your general Christmas card list. Write or type a kind note and keep it casual. You're not a bad friend, you're just a good acquaintance. For your kids' friends, when it comes to the classroom, if your kids give to one another, they need to give to all. And no, we don't mean you have to pull an Oprah-worthy giveaway to a bunch of six-year-olds. Just be considerate. A great gift idea is to have your children make handmade Christmas cards and tape a candy cane or a bookmark to each. You may want to volunteer to bake something special together with your kids for the annual Christmas party. Now, if your kids are a little older and they want to get a special gift for their closest friends, make sure that they set up the exchange outside of school hours to avoid any hurt feelings. Also remember that one family's splurge may be another family's stocking stuffer. So help your kids and their friends set realistic expectations and a price limit from the get-go. If their friend group is relatively large, it may be more cost-effective to just draw names, which can be way more fun anyhow and teaches them important principles early on. At the office, it's an age-old question. If a coworker brings you a gift, do you have to reciprocate? The answer, no. Work is one place where your professional relationship allows for some gift-giving distance. You're under no obligation here. If you want to show appreciation to your admin assistant or your boss, that's fine. Just find a way to thank them without making a big production of it. And if a kind coworker wants to share her homemade gingerbread with the whole office, don't rush out and buy her a bag of gourmet popcorn out of guilt. A simple thank you note or an email is probably all she wants in return. The stress of holiday shopping is largely self-imposed. No one expects you to buy them a designer scarf or a fancy basket. If you do, they've missed the whole point of the season. So don't feel bad about setting a budget and sticking to boundaries. And don't keep it a secret. Gift giving should be a joy, not a drag. And there are great online tools to walk you through step by step creating the Christmas budget you've always wanted, one that works for you. The key here is contentment. Christmas is where our theology hits the pavement for the secret of being content, But let's leave that for next week. Have a blessed weekend, and before you start out on your Christmas shopping, start planning boundaries first.